Within about 24 hours, Governor Cuomo announced unexpectedly that he would like to see a new Common Core Commission assembled to review the Common Core. He seemed to do this in a way that suggested that he did not trust that the State Education Department and new Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia were able to do this on their own, and therefore he was going to do this in a faster pace. And that happened immediately after our call for a ceasefire.
In his call for the panel to review Common Core, he wants the recommendations in time for his State of the State early next year. He said he supports the goals of Common Core, but he thinks the implementation was, I believe his words were, deeply flawed. What do you think of that assessment?
It's true. I think most of us recognize that higher learning standards are a good thing. And if you looked at the Common Core as deeply as I have, and I believe that they are very legitimate statements of what we want our children to know and be able to do at different times throughout their educational career. Unfortunately, the things that are attached to that, the measurements to determine if students are comprehending the educational program, the curriculum has been judged to be not in alignment with the standards. The tests themselves have been maligned numerous times for a variety of different reasons. And then when you attach these test scores to teacher evaluations, people say this whole thing was done too fast, too much, too soon, and we need to stop and redo it and do it right.
The new education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, earlier this summer when the test results came out and the opt-out number came out at 20%, said a few things about parents and districts that allow their students to opt out. She somewhat backed off a few weeks later. What do you think her position is now, and are you more supportive of what she seems to be kind of backing off on this?
Yeah, I've talked to her about that, and I don't think that she meant the way it came across. She was making it sound like that this was something that was inappropriate for parents to do, that it might even be unethical for parents or teachers to support. And that got her in some hot water. And I do think that she did walk back from it a bit. And I do think that she now is taking a better tone and finding her voice.
Where are the State Board of Regents in on all of this? Where do you think they should be going? I know we spend a lot of time talking about the commissioner and the governor and your organization, the teachers' unions. But what about the Board of Regents? Are they assertive enough in this, or are they too passive, would you say?
It's hard to say at this point in time. They started off fine, and I do believe that they were working hard to make sure we had high learning standards, and they were attempting to put things in place that were going to support a system around the Common Core. But as you mentioned, the rollout did not work. I think that they jumped in there at a time, at an appropriate time, and said, wait a minute, we're not satisfied with the way this is working. I am concerned that I hear more and more about the politics eking into the policymaking that is the realm of the regents. And I would hope that the regents could somehow contain that so that they stay focused on higher learning standards and a system to figure out how to support those standards that does not become too politicized by making political statements about standardized testing, about opting out, about teacher evaluations.
Very often, teachers and educators alike will talk about having students ready, career ready or college ready, once they leave high school. Now, that can mean so many different things to so many different people. What does that mean to you? What sort of standards have to be set to have a high school graduate ready for college-level work, or ready for a career?
The experts would suggest to you is you're trying to avoid high levels of remediation, be it at the career level, be it at the college level. Certainly at the college level, it's a very real cost. You are going to have to take what are oftentimes referred to as pre-college courses, where you're not getting credit towards graduation, where you're going to pay for those credits. Your family is going to pay for that. It's going to extend your college experience in all likelihood. There's a very real cost to that. And what we're trying to do is get to a place where a high school graduate can enter into a 2 or 4 year institution without going into a long remediation period. At the career level, it's going to vary dramatically depending on what kind of career you're going into. But we hear from employers who are not satisfied that some of the students who are graduating from our schools are ready to take on these jobs that are available to them, even entry-level jobs. And that is disconcerting to all of us.
Earlier, we mentioned the truce that did not hold, but what are your hopes for the school year as students go back this year?
Well, I would really hope that we could somehow find a place where all of us could focus in on the children, focus in on their futures, determine what it is that we want from our children. And I would take, let's make this the year of Common Core, or at least higher learning standards, where we get our head around what is it exactly we can agree on that our children should know and be able to do. Let's work on the testing piece, obviously work on the curriculum piece, although that happens at the local level. And I would put that APPR aside for right now, the teacher evaluations, and focus in on children and what we hope from them.